Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, April 2nd. I'm Megan Lynch. Christopher Moriarty, a 44-year-old man from Imperial, set to appear in Jefferson County Court this morning as he faces multiple sex crimes involving children. Fox 2's Chris Renier following the story.
He's facing 14 child sex crime charges, including statutory rape or attempted statutory rape, statutory sodomy or attempted statutory sodomy, sexual misconduct involving a child under 15 years old, and enticement or attempted enticement of a child. Neighbors capturing cell phone video of a very heavy police presence when authorities went to arrest Moriarty at his Imperial home last week. Court documents revealing 5 alleged victims in this case between just 12 and 13 years old.
Moriarty due for a bond hearing review at 10 a.m., currently held without bond at the Jefferson County Jail. Police say there could be more victims as he used social media to make contact.
Inform your decision. Election news.
Belleville voters made it clear yesterday they're unhappy with current leadership and want change. Mayor Patty Gregory lost to City Clerk Jenny Gain Meyer by a whopping 62-36%. Most other Metro East mayors were elected in Alton, Godfrey, Cahokia Heights, and Granite City. Could there be another upset in the next St. Louis city election?
The latest poll in the race for controller, where Darlene Green has had smooth sailing since a tough race against Jim Shrewsbury in 1996. New polling indicates that she is trailing. The survey from Missouri Scout has former state rep Donna Behringer 42%, Green 39%. Behringer also leads in the latest fundraising tallies. Meantime, in the marquee race for mayor, the Post-Dispatch reports Recorder of Deeds Michael Butler is endorsing incumbent Tashara Jones. Butler came in third in the primary. He says he supports the city's investments in the north side under her tenure, but he acknowledges his complaints about city services sounded more like challenger Kara Spencer. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Next week, St. Louis County voters will decide if the county council should have the power to remove department heads by a supermajority vote. County Executive Sam Page argues Proposition B's language is deceptive.
The ballot language is so misleading, so phenomenally misleading.
6 of the 7 council members are in support of Proposition B and say the power is not uncommon, pointing to 40 municipalities in the county that already have the same rules.
The city of Delwood has this. The city of Ferguson has this provision. The city of Belnor has this provision. The city of Chesterfield,
including the city of Florissant, a part that I represent, the largest city in St. Louis County.
The county council also took exception to the money being used to oppose Proposition B, with mail opposing the ballot measure being paid for by a political action committee and even taxpayer dollars. Our Sean Malone will go in depth on the story coming up at 8:24. We have an update on Proposition A now. That's the measure that raised the minimum wage and provided paid sick leave for workers.
Over 1.6 million Missouri voters, or 50% of the vote, passed Prop A, but Missouri legislatures want to change that, and there's a legal challenge to have the sick leave removed. Richard Von Glahn is policy director at Missouri Jobs for Justice.
The House passed a bill right before legislative spring break that would remove the sick leave. But that bill would not take effect until August 28th of this year. And the law still requires employers to implement the paid sick days on May 1st.
Von Glahn tells KMOX he does not know if the bill will pass the Senate. He expects opposition. The measure, though, has gone before the Missouri Supreme Court, and a decision has not been made yet. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Missouri and Illinois are just about in the middle of the pack when it comes to the number of those new injectable weight loss drugs prescribed last year. KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer reports.
West Virginia has the highest number of GLP-1 users per capita, Hawaii the lowest, according to research conducted by the Whitley Personal Injury Law Firm. Missouri ranked 21st in the nation, with nearly 14,000 prescriptions per 100,000 residents. That's up a little more than 7% over the previous year. Illinois ranked 24th nationwide with 12,800 prescriptions per 100,000 residents. That was up nearly 14% from 2023. GLP-1 drugs include Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro, and are used by many for weight loss. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Kimchi Guy's closing its Edwardsville location. The Korean fried chicken restaurant opened in Trace on the Parkway in 2023. The Drunken Fish next door with the same owner does remain open. There are two other Kimchi Guy's locations on the landing and across from Washington University. Those will remain open.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.